Welcome to the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau. Thanks so much for listening today. And we've got a really fun show in store for you. Our Wisconsin Magazine editor, Mike Bino, is back. The fall issue is out, and we're going to get a preview of it. And as usual, the magazine is just chock full of great photos, profiles of colorful Wisconsin characters, and nostalgia for bygone days. So join the conversation by calling 800-642-1234, or you can email talk@WPR.org. But before we go to that fun, we've got more fun because Lee Rayburn's in the studio with me today. Hey, Lee.
Good morning, Jill.
And we're here because the largest source of funding for WPR programs is from listeners like you. And that's why we have this Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. And the drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today, your support is going to go twice as far. From a generous group of donors who will match all donations up to $45,000, and we have more than $25,000 to go to meet those funds.
That is just amazing. So thank you so much for those who've already given. And, you know, that's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform and inspire the entire state of Wisconsin and more.
Beyond. And your participation is vital right now because it'll do double the amount of good. So join in to meet this match before the end of this day, before the end of this hour, before the end of this minute. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial-free, and that means that we depend on other sources of funding. So state, federal, business sponsors, they are very important. But there's another source that's very important also.
Oh, you bet. The largest piece of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from you. Your support makes all the difference here. It's the backbone of how things work every day. When you give, you keep WPR's independent news, conversations, and entertainment on the air for yourself and everyone else. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this member drive, you can support the WPR programming that you like and receive access to Wisconsin's park system. Ask for your state park sticker when you give $25 a month or more, and you'll enjoy a year's worth of access to dozens of parks and recreation areas, all while supporting the public media service that you and your neighbors rely on. Ask for your Wisconsin State Park sticker now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
You can give by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the Fall Member Drive, and today it's actually feeling like fall out there. I'm Jill Nadeau, and I'm here with... what's your name again?
Larry Mueller.
Right. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for WPR. That's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever you choose, has an important impact.
And we have made it as easy as possible. We're not going to take more than a few minutes of your time, and you can give whatever you choose. Say $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every single day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support. Again, that's WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and give us as generously as you can.
Our dollar-for-dollar match is in effect till the end of the day, but don't wait. We've got $25,797 to go, and we'll get there with your support. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will now go twice as far.
That's right. And this member drive, support the WPR programs that you value and get access to dozens of Wisconsin state parks and recreation centers with an annual admission sticker. And it's pretty sharp this year. I really like it. Ask for yours when you give $25 a month now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is a perfect time for you to become a sustaining member. It is easy to set up. It is convenient. Ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card, and you can get started now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A listener, Nina, says NPR and WPR are simply the best friends when you drive. Well, why don't you join Nina with her great observation and give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you. And we have Mike Bino. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Jill, what up? Well, far up in northern Wisconsin here, it feels like fall. I mean, it's going to be 65 degrees, but just the colors just starting at the very crowns of the trees, little tinges of it, still feels an awful lot like summer. So, but the bugs are gone. So I'm here to tell you it's time to come on up and visit us up north. It's a great time to get all around Wisconsin as you head into fall.
It certainly is a perfect time. I was out in Horicon this weekend doing a little paddling, and the colors, even though they're not super bright, they're subtle, but they are beautiful. Blue skies, white clouds, what more can you ask for?
Not much more. What's the bird life like out there? Are the migrants starting to land?
Well, apparently not where we were. We saw some blue heron and a great white egret, and that was about it. Oh, lots of seagulls, which are not real rare. But yeah, but it was fun. It was fun. That's the whole point, right?
Right. It sounds like you've got the residents still there. We still have blue herons up here. The hummingbirds have left. But as a kid growing up in Green Bay, and I was in grade school, I just remember in September, waiting for the school bus in the morning, train flocks of the Canada geese up high. Mm-hmm. They'd left James Bay the evening before. They'd flown 700 miles, 50 miles an hour, and were crossing right over my school bus stop, and it all heading in the same direction. And it's just astonishing to watch. And that's just that's one well-known example of some of the gifts we have here in Wisconsin. But there's a lot to celebrate. You're right. And you're doing a good job on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate that. And we appreciate this magazine. There's really nothing like it. And, you know, we don't want to be an ad for you guys. But it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's got so much fun. And I got to actually sit down and read it basically for work. So I've got a great job.
Well, there you go. And you got an advanced copy. These what we're about to talk about here will be landing this week in our subscribers' mailboxes. So we'll give them a little taste of what's to come, I guess.
That's right. And, you know, before we go any further, I think we really need to talk about this polka cello, because I've been teasing them with it for quite a while now. So why don't we talk about that first? So,
okay.
What is it?
What is it? Don't tell me what. Now, Larry told me a long time ago you're an accordionist, true?
No.
You're not?
So Larry came up with this accordion thing. It was during a drive, and we were talking about accordions with you, I believe. And I came to, you know, in to help with him. And he's like, yeah, the best accordion player I know is Jill Nadeau. And he made it up. He made it up, Mike. I'm telling everybody right now. I even had a lovely person call and offer me their accordion. I don't play it. I play alto saxophone, but it does not translate.
So. All right. Well, I thought you had a polka cello in your closet because you were an accordionist. Okay. Well, we'll figure out how to fix Larry's wagon when he on with him next time.
I think
so. For telling us that. Okay. Polka cello. Now, okay. as the polka is to Wisconsin, polka cellos are to amateur musicians in this state. Anybody who's lived here any amount of time, who's been to a brat fry or a polka fest, or just some little country tavern out there on maybe a Friday or Saturday night, has seen a musician, so to speak, somebody take a hold of one of these things and start playing it. And it sure makes a racket, but it brings up a lot of good times. So the polka cello goes by many names. It's called a pogo cello. It's called a boomba, a humstrum, one-man fiddle. Commercially, they were marketed under the name Stump Fiddle, and that's out of Sheboygan. And that's trademarked. We'll get to that in a minute. But the instrument amounts to, like, picture a broomstick, okay? And attached to that firmly is a rubber ball at the bottom, so you can, on the downbeat of the music, hit the floor with it and give it a thump. Up above that, coming up to where you hold it with your hand, you might have a couple of pie pans strung with some springs over them. You might have a cowbell. You might have a wood block. You might have a horn, maybe some bells. It's very percussive and highly energetic.
Yes.
And I had one fellow I know is he's an accomplished musician. Dan Flannery worked in the newsroom at the Appleton Post Crescent many years. Out there now playing in retirement with his guitar, and I was talking about this instrument with him. He said, you know, it's difficult to know when somebody is actually playing this thing well.
I can certainly understand that, yes.
They make a lot of noise. But the interesting thing is, so anyway, these are largely homemade. They're folk instruments, I would say, all around the state. Commercially, they were made in the 1970s by a trio of people, Bob and Charlie Cronin and Bill Schwartz, who's an ad agency guy and promoter in and around Sheboygan. They decided to call them a stump fiddle, named after Harry Stump, who was a folkloric character with a peg leg, who I guess was in cartoons back then, I don't know. They decided on April Fool's Day in 1975, they'd launch this commercial enterprise. they would take them on airplanes and play them and sell them. They were taking them. They took them to Greece and they were selling them. Mickey Spillane bought one. Rhea Perlman bought one. But dignitaries from Japan bought them, and they were selling these things out of Sheboygan. They were being produced about 1,000 annually, stored in a warehouse on South 9th Street, and shipped from that location. So for $79 to $99 a piece at the Fiddle Factory, they sold thousands, and then they had a stumpvention in 1976. Fiddlers from several states, and this is still going on. The celebrations around these things in Fish Creek, they've got a winter fest there, and they introduced a stump fiddle contest. And in a tent with snow all over the place, and they people play them, and they judge this contest, and it's, I guess, what it all boils down to, Jill, is just having fun in Wisconsin.
Exactly. I think what's so appealing is that you don't have to be a musician or trained to play the thing, right?
Or even have any rhythm.
On that note, we're talking today to our Wisconsin Magazine editor, Mike Bino. He's previewing the fall issue with us. Call in with your questions or comments, 800-642-1234, or email talk@wpr.org. And this is the Larry Mueller Show, and I'm here with Lee Rayburn to remind you that it's Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Member Drive. And we're here today to raise some money that pays for the programs that you enjoy, just like this one. Support from people like you is the largest piece of funding for WPR programs. That's why your support at wpr.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
More important than you know, actually twice as important as you may think, because today a generous group of current members will match all contributions up to $45,000, and we've already raised almost $20,000. And that means your support for the essential public service we all rely on will go twice as far.
So if you've been waiting for a great day to give, well, this is it. So get on your phone, get on your computer, because your gift's going to be doubled. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're hearing all about the Pocacello today, a.k.a. the Humstrum, otherwise known as Sheboygan's Stump Fiddle, and Wisconsin's relationship to it, courtesy of Our Wisconsin Magazine. WPR is listener-supported, which means you made this possible. And that means when you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and all the hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes now and make your gift.
The easiest way to make sure that your support of WPR is always current is to become a sustainer. And that means that your monthly gift, whether it's $10 a month, $100 a month, or any amount you choose, continues month after month, year after year. You don't have to think about it. So get started now. It feels great at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Support WPR's essential public service that you and your neighbors rely on, and also access another treasured Wisconsin resource, the State Park System. Ask for next year's admission sticker when you give $25 a month or more for the WPR programs you value. From the beaches of Lake Michigan to the hills of the Driftless area, there's so much to enjoy in Wisconsin, on the ground and on the airwaves. Support WPR and ask for your State Park Pass. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Was there a stump fiddle in that music, Lee?
I don't think so.
You wouldn't notice. I think I would have, maybe. Okay. You know, your support during this fall member drive makes this show and so many others possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month or whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Support the programs you love like the Larry Mueller Show right now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And then here's an idea. Take another great step. Check with your company's community relations team to see if they'll match your gift.
Absolutely. Many corporations will match their employees' donations, even if they're retired, which is great. Mm-hmm. Thank you for going that extra step for the programs you care about. After you've made your gift, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So now is the time to give. Give while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Don't put it on your to-do list. Just take care of it right now, because if your to-do list is like my to-do list,
it'll never get done.
I lose it. So give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. In just a few minutes, you'll have a good feeling of supporting the programs you value.
And our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. We have $24,808 to go, to be precise. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And remember to ask for your Wisconsin State Park sticker when you give $25 a month or more. Support one treasured Wisconsin resource, WPR, mm-hmm. and get access to a year's worth of another WPR, the State Park System. Ask for your park sticker now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a perfect combination for you to make right now. And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR to, say, $25 a month to get that State Park sticker. It, really, whatever you choose, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Linda in Middleton says, I listen to Larry every day. Well, hi, Linda. Thanks for listening. And why don't you join Linda with your gift now? It's powerful and really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. And Mike Bino, thank you for being with us today. I think we missed, there's one more thing I wanted to talk about with the stump fiddle thing, is that there is a master stump fiddler in Wisconsin, too. Tell us about him.
Well, Eric Steinmetz of Waterford. He went to a wedding in about 2006, and there's a band at the reception, and they featured a guy, a player on the stump fiddle. That was all it took. He was mesmerized. He mentioned it to his parents, and they found him one for Christmas. Now, he's 44 years old. He's a teacher. Since then, he's all in. He makes them. He gives them these things as gifts. He's sold a few, donated some to silent auctions, and he haunts antique shops and garage sales and flea markets looking for parts to affix to these broomsticks. So it's a thing. He's saying it's so Wisconsin, but he sits among his collection of 40 odd of these things, and he's in heaven. He's saying they're like pieces of art.
Well, everybody has their own description of art, right?
Yes, that's subjective. Yes. It always is. That's the beauty of art, I guess.
Yep.
This man rode aboard a stump fiddle float at one time. So, and taught his third grade teachers how to play the chicken dance on this, and also We Will Rock You. And I guess that's a percussive enough song to fit this thing.
I guess it is. Well, speaking of music, let's talk about another article that I really enjoyed, which was the Organ Piper Pizza organist that's in, it's at a restaurant in Greenfield. Tell us what you can find there besides pizza.
Pizza and pipes. Organ Piper Pizza. It's in Greenfield, just off Layton Avenue, Highway 100 in that area. I used to live down there for about 10, 12 years, and it was an institution there. My kids always wanted to go there for a birthday party and have some pizza and listen to the music. Their organist is Zach Frame, has been there a long time, and he's the complete deal. I mean, he can play this organ and maintain it. It's a 1929 model that was first in the Seneca Theater in Buffalo, New York. It was at a roller rink in New York, Avalon Theater in Milwaukee, and it was rebuilt in 2012. Now, this thing is a mighty Wurlitzer on steroids. 361 note keyboards, 32 foot pedals, hundreds of tabs and buttons, and a grand total of 604 controls. Oh. And this man is a self-taught organist.
Yeah, I read that, and I couldn't believe, how do you self-teach the organ? There's so many things going on. You must be extremely talented.
Yeah, and well, he's held this job for many, many years, and so his beginning of it was when he was 5 years old in this very same restaurant, and he was sitting there transfixed watching the organist with a piece of pizza on his plate, 45-minute set. It's done. He still hasn't touched that piece of pizza, this kid. So you can go there and get pizza and listen to him play Van Halen. pretty much anything you throw at him, he can do. But this, what caused me to choose this story into the magazine when I heard about it, to me this was a throwback to the days I recall, Shakey's Pizza Parlor with the gay 90s music and the men with the straw boaters playing live music there. But the concept goes back to pizza parlors in the 70s, back to California. 60s, actually, ye old pizza joint in Hayward, California. Okay, and they entertain people with organ music and along with their dinners. Now, today, there are only three of these left, okay? There's one in Arizona, one in Illinois, and the Wisconsin spot, and it carries on. And, yeah, they got good food. Yeah, they have pizza that makes you want to come back or have the kids party there. But it's so novel. It's so novel and interesting. And these are the kind of thing. Zach plays Lady Gaga. He'll play Disney music. He will play, you name it, throw it at him. That's part of the fun, too. So it's something unusual going on in Wisconsin. And as I mentioned before here, the magazine is Our Wisconsin. It talks about a place, Wisconsin. But really, the stories in here are about people, and the stories in people's minds and hearts really are the essence of Wisconsin. That's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio go, too.
You are absolutely right. We are Wisconsin-driven, so we love that. Another article in there that had to do with organ music, basically, was the roller skating rink in Fond du Lac. It was called Skateland. Unfortunately, it's not there anymore, but it was a great story about that, and I'll bet you there are people out there who remember going there or other skating rinks. If you are one of them, give us a call, 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. So Mike, what's the story on the Skateland?
Well, Skateland, there are some, to this day, there are some Skatelands. I think they're unrelated to this one that this writer is telling us about in Fond du Lac. There are several in the Milwaukee area, but I'll back up here. Roller skating was something very big in the 30s and 40s and 50s on out. And Linda Hintz from Fond du Lac, one of our readers, contributors, sent in this memory. And first 30 years of her life were spent on skates. Her father was a farmer living in the Fond du Lac area, a little bit north of town. And in the 1930s, he graduated from high school, and he bought a collection of clamp roller skates, rented a trailer, and he and a friend hit the road, and they went to the cluster of small towns known as the Holy Land. It overlooks the east shore of Lake Winnebago. There's a number of 1800s churches, gorgeous churches, still there in small towns like St. Cloud, Mount Calvary, St. Anna, St. Joe. This little rural neighborhood, and they would rent out a dance hall, and they would put on skating parties. And people would come out, good, clean fun. Young couples dating would go there and skate, and also formal skating parties, complete with dresses, suits, corsages, and a grand march. Many couples married after meeting at places like Skateland. So they went from that with the trailer to Dad opening up, buying out a dance hall with food and such, and converting that to a roller skating rink, okay, in the 50s. And it was the place to go on Sunday afternoons. They would have, as I mentioned before, formal skating parties, people in suits and ties and ball gowns. People basically learned how to dance on skates, okay? And they would have the disco ball up above them, and they would dance two steps, and they'd have couples only, and they'd have ladies' choice and a military march and a moonlight waltz, and played. It was organ music in the beginning, and they played it on reel-to-reel tape players. And as I said, people met and actually married there. Eventually, Linda told us, and she worked there. She sold the soda and the chips, and they did not sell chewing gum. That's a hazard. And her job was to catch the people moving their jaws in a way they shouldn't. And she was probably a lot like working at a bowling alley, because she rented out the shoe skates came out, and you've got to rent out the special shoes so people can get out there. And then eventually they were receiving packages of records. They were listening to the Beatles and Elvis and all the classics, stuff that was on the radio. People would sing along as they skated. And she mentioned one memory where girls would come up to her dad, who was behind the counter running the music, and ask when he was going to play My Man by Billie Holiday. And he'd say, in two songs. So that gave them enough time to scurry off and ask their dates if they could have the ladies dance with that person.
I love it.
And it was, you know, a different time. It was a gentler, different time, people having fun. And what was interesting to me is, well, let me back up. And they would travel to different places, the Palomar in Milwaukee, Beaver Dam. They would take their skates and go to all these different roller rinks, collect stickers and put them on their skate cases. By the 70s, this was starting to fade. But still, I checked this out. There's a skate land unrelated to this one, 2 miles north of Fond du Lac, which is gone now. Waukesha, Butler, basically Menominee Falls, and Ozaukee. There's three of them in that cluster around Milwaukee. And in the 90s, my kids in high school in Waukesha went to Skateland. So it's heartening. But now they have arcade games, bouncy houses, and much more to keep up with the times. But it's heartening to know it's still around.
Yeah, there's a great one in Watertown, too, because that's not too far from where I live, and it's got a beautiful floor, and it's still busy. People still like to do it. I have to tell you a story, Mike. My aunt was a professional roller skater with another gentleman. They were called Rita and Renee. And they did all of these wonderful, kind of like ice skating, but it was on roller skates back in the, must have been the late 40s, early 50s. So I've got pictures of her in her outfit, and it's really fun. They don't do that anymore.
Jill, I need that story.
Oh, you know, you probably do. I'll have to check with my cousin on all the details. I'll get it
to you. Okay. That's part of the reason I love coming on this show with Larry and with you, because your listeners chime in with tips for stories, and we have followed up on some of those, and they're popular. Good ideas for good stories come from everywhere.
Excellent. Well, we're talking with Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine. If you've got an idea for him, give us a call, 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. And this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive on the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau. I'm here with Lee Rayburn. And, you know, here at WPR, listener contributions are the largest source of funding. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. Make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And today only, all contributions up to $45,000 are going to be matched by a group of generous members. And we've already hit over $20,000 of that match with almost $24,000 to go.
That is just amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, they did that to encourage you to join them in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support for the programs you value when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Why would you give now to WPR.org? Well, because we're here to help. The Larry Mueller Show does that each and every day by opening up the phone lines, opening up the email, connecting to experts, and letting you ask them the questions and getting the answers that you're looking for. You get a lot of great advice on topics that impact your life right here on The Larry Mueller Show, and it's possible because of your support. So support The Larry Mueller Show and all the other programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio and give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now here's an idea. Think about what you spend money on every day. Are you one of those people that buys an expensive cup of coffee?
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Or do you, you know, go to the takeout window?
That'll add up.
You know, it certainly will. It's so easy to spend on things that are just part of your routine.
We can't help but notice we're part of your routine too. So whether we're your news source, your conversation starter, or just the place that makes you go, spend some money on it today. Start with a dollar a day, $30 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Karen from Madison, Wisconsin. I'm a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio. I've listened to public radio since I was a law school student 33 years ago. Wherever I've moved, I've made sure that one of the first things I did was find my public radio outlet. And I'm one of those people that wants to make sure I pay my own way. I realized that the best thing about being a sustaining member is that you can just totally turn off the guilt button. One of the benefits of having sustaining members is it's a guaranteed steady flow of income to the station that allows the station to make commitments to upgrade technology and better serve the listeners. I enjoy being a sustainer, and I think you will too.
Turn off that guilt button and give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. I'm Jill Nadeau. I'm here with Lee Rayburn, and we're asking you to support the quality program you value on WPR with your gift right now. It's our fall member drive, and your contribution of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount that you choose, I love that, you choose, makes a difference for our entire community.
That's right. On Wisconsin Public Radio, you get programs that help you, that are here for you, that are interested in answering your questions any time of the day or night.
That's right. And what makes it all possible?
You do.
Yeah. People who contribute make WPR happen.
And your gift of $120, and that's $10 a month, whatever you choose, makes a huge difference, especially right now. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And do not forget, our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, and there's lots of room for your gift to be matched. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support for WPR is going to go twice as far.
And don't forget this either. You can get access to dozens of Wisconsin state parks and recreation areas with the annual admission sticker, and you can ask for yours right now when you give $25 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Put that sticker right next to your WPR sticker and you are good to go. Now is a great time to become a sustaining member too. It's really easy to set up. Mm-hmm. It's convenient. Ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Shannon in Milwaukee says, WPR has kept me informed on news, provided me with education on a wide variety of topics from home improvement, environmental concerns, chocolate to birding activities. The offerings are endless, and I am grateful for all that WPR brings to my life.
Shannon must listen to our show. I think we've covered all of those
exactly.
For sure. We've got one on chocolate coming up next month. So be like Shannon with your gift now. It's powerful and really makes a difference at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much. Mike Bino, thanks for sticking around. We really appreciate that.
Always great to be with you. And enjoy stopping in, talking to Larry. But it's more enjoyable talking to you.
Oh, you soft, sweet talker, you. I appreciate that. And speaking of sweet talking, let's talk about the photos in your magazine. I'm sitting here with Lee, and I opened up the centerfold, which is a beautiful spread of fall colors and a farm. And the photography is amazing. Where do you get all these great pictures from?
Well, that's a good question. As the editor, I'm the guy in charge of all that boring gray stuff that goes all around the splendor you're describing. So, yeah, we work with a cadre of about 40 to 50 professional photographers who fill our magazines with the color you're describing. The covers, we have a 10-page photo essay in the center, and as part of that, there is a three-page panoramic.
Yes.
A big horizontal picture folds out in the middle. Okay, and our idea here is that there's few places that are as pretty as Wisconsin. We are so blessed with different landforms from the Driftless region on up to the great pinery of the Northwoods, where I'm sitting right now, Manitowish Waters. We have lakes, we have rivers, we have Great Lakes, we have the national lakeshore up around Bayfield and Madeline Island, the Apostles, the Mississippi River, you name it, it's all over. We have just so many scenic places to show. And this magazine, Our Wisconsin, is supposed to be a celebration of all of that. And heading into fall, you can't beat the color. So on our cover here, we've got bike race in a leisurely race, so to speak, rally in Hayward, and they're having another one of these in the coming days. Paul Ostrom, our photographer up in Hayward, sent this in. The Shawamigan Nicolet National Forest. It's the Tour de Shawamigan, a three-day event, 104 miles. There's camping involved. This one's coming October 4th to 6th. the magazine itself, that's the professional, the professionals that give us this look. But most of the magazine, at least two-thirds of it, is written by neighbors all around the state, not professionals, just folks like somebody across the street who might stop you from mowing your lawn one day and say, hey, did you hear about this? Well, if they're going to stop you from doing that, there better be a payoff, some neat storytelling. And the best stories are right from the people, the neighbors around us. So most of what we have between our covers comes from these folks. They mail it in. We find unusual stories and give them a little editing help, sand off some of the rough edges, and there we have it. It's a pretty simple formula.
Mm-hmm. And it works. It definitely works because it does read like you're having a conversation with your neighbor.
Thanks so much, Jill. We try to make it accessible, and too many magazines I've seen over the life have tried to have come off superior and use a lot of language with polysyllabic unpronounceables, and really just say it. Just talk like you're talking to your friends.
Although I have to say, Mike, I don't say polysyllabic very often when I'm talking to my neighbors. Just saying.
Okay. I keep those under wraps here.
Apparently. Well, you have to have those as a good editor. That's very important. So, I was going to ask you too. Now, your 2024 Reader Photograph Photo Contest is in this issue, the winner, and you're starting a new one for 2025. That's for just everyday people's photos. Is that right?
That's right. We have a photo contest, and we keep we generally keep it going all through the year, and we are announcing another photo contest that people can get involved in. You could win dinner for two at the restaurant of your choice if you win in one of four categories we have here. And then if you go on to win the grand prize, you get a couple of Packer tickets to Lambeau Field for a regular season game. So we are looking for photos in a category called Wisconsin Kids. They're well represented in family photos. Kids having fun, active, endearing, a little mischievous. We're looking for photos like that. Wisconsin Wildlife and Pets. I mean, if you have a pet that's so expressive, you have to show the world, that's the spot for that. Wisconsin Scenery, I just mentioned. And Wisconsin People. This is people of all ages just being themselves, engaged in activities that show them having fun. Why life is here is so rewarding. So you can email photos to us at editors@ourwisconsinmag.com. I'm sure we'll mention that again.
Sure.
The deadline is February 1st, 2025. Our winner this time, we just announced, is Bob Nellison, who lives in Gurnee, Illinois. He's an engineer at Abbott Labs, but he's a West Allis boy who graduated from Marquette, and he's not a Bears fan. he said, you cannot go from being a Packers fan to becoming a Bears fan, no matter how long you live in Illinois. And I lived there 12 years, too. I know what he's talking about. But what's interesting to me is, he's a non-professional photographer. He's an engineer. And he won in the scenery category a picture of his Franklin Lake. It's his cottage home they have up in Eagle River. Bob gets up from Gurnee to Eagle River as often as possible. And he was having coffee with his wife on the dock one day, and he snapped a photo. Now, it's a photo of an island there on Franklin Lake with some clouds and beautiful reflection in the water all around. And I said, wow, Bob, did you go down there all rigged up to get that picture? And he said, nah, shot it with my cell phone. He's got a Nikon rig with all the gear, multiple lenses and that. This was easy. My Google Pixel 8. He set down the coffee and got a couple shots. But what's interesting to me is when we launched this magazine in 2013 off the kitchen table up in Presque Isle, in our guidelines to contributors, we had to instruct readers, please don't send photos taken with a cell phone. because back then, and that's not all that long ago, those images were low resolution, and in order to put ink on paper to any size sharply, you need more information. You need a higher resolution photo, 1 megabyte or larger. People didn't get it that much back then. Now, phones, bingo. Yeah, send them all, please.
Yeah, for sure. Because what would you do if you actually got a picture? Right? What is this? This must be antique.
Yeah, we do have some.
You
now,
do?
Okay, so for Skateland, we just talked about that story.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we ask people to send their prints to us, and we scan them and turn them around, get them right back to them. So we run it. If it's a memory story, there we go. The other interesting thing is we had to transmit to Bob. He won dinner for two at the restaurant of his choice for winning this category. Then he went on, the reader's judge, what is of those four is going to be the grand prize winner. So he gets some Packers tickets. So on the very same phone he took this photo with, we transmitted to him his electronic tickets to get into the game.
Yeah, it's a different world, Mike. It's a different world. All right. Well, we're going to have Mike back after the news. But right now, I've got Lee Rayburn sitting next to me because we're going to talk about the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. And just to remind you, your gift makes a huge difference because listeners are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Listeners are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. That's right. I said it twice. It's that important. Step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today is the day to do it. Now is the time because a group of generous members has created a match up to $45,000 to inspire you to support WPR today. For as long as it lasts, your gift will be doubled.
Absolutely. Now, we've got about 23,000 of that left, I think. Mm-hmm. Remember the last update. But there's still room, obviously, for your gift to be matched. And we'd love it if you did it during the Larry Mueller Show. So all you have to do, if you want to do that, make your donation go twice as far. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
So in this hour, we've talked about the Organ Piper Pizza Parlor in Greenfield, the Skateland Skate Rink in Fond du Lac, the tour to Shawamigan in the National Forest coming up here in October. We've gone across the state in just 60 minutes, and we've done it with your support because WPR is listener-supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make the Larry Mueller Show and all the other shows possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take just a couple of minutes and make your gift now.
And WPR, as you probably know, it's your daily connection to Wisconsin. And this member drive, let us connect you with even more of what Wisconsin has to offer. Ask for your state park sticker when you give $25 a month or more. Your support of WPR and your outdoor adventures begin with your gift now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Kathy Ross, and I live in Whitewater. WPR basically accounts for so much of what I know about Wisconsin. Politics, geography, people, interesting places to go. Subscribing to the daily email is a routine part of my life. I know before I go to bed at night, I'm going to look at that email and see things I really need to try and focus on. And then I've recently gotten to the podcast world, and it is wonderful to be able to, oops, I missed that, and now I can find it out here, and it's great.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click donate.
And you can make your donation this fall go twice as far because we have a dollar-for-dollar match. I'm Jill Nadeau, this and here with Lee Rayburn. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
And our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, and there's still room for your gift to be matched, so give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
Diane in Verona says, I've been listening to WPR for years, and I'm really glad to finally be a sustainer. The shows are very comforting and interesting, and that's exactly what we try for, Diane. Thank you so much, and thank you. Give a gift right now. It's powerful. WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you. This is the Larry Mueller Show. I am Jill Nadeau, and with us today is Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, and he's here to talk about the brand new issue. But we'd like you to join in, too. Call in with your questions or comments or ideas. The number, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. But before we get to that, we're going to remind you about something. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive, and I've got Lee Rayburn here with us, and your support is an essential piece of the funding for all the programs that you enjoy on WPR. In fact, listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and this drive is your time to take action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Lee, why is it really a good idea to give today?
Well, because when you give, your donation will go twice as far.
Nice.
And that's because we've got a generous group of donors who we're going to say, hey, let's see what we can do together, and are matching all donations up to $45,000.
That's right. We are so much stronger together. And update for you, we've got $22,713 left to go. So I just wanted to let you know this group of people are doing this to encourage you to join them in supporting WPR programs. You know, they inform and inspire you and the entire state stronger together.
And parts of Iowa and Minnesota, as I understand.
Maybe and Michigan. Illinois.
Whoever cares to listen.
And there's that guy in New Zealand.
We hear from
him
every
now
and again. And that's why your participation now is vital, because Wisconsin Public Radio is available for all, thanks to you. So join in to meet this match before the end of the day, before the end of the hour. Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And know that when you donate to WPR, you're joining tens of thousands of other members. And pooled together, your support makes up the largest source of funding for WPR.
And it's your support that makes everything possible here. The news, the talk, the entertainment, the music, everything you love is because of you. So make your gift now and choose the amount that works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know what? We've got some special gifts this time around. We have a WPR magnet, and it's available for your gift of any amount. So don't feel bad if you're not hitting that other one. For the park sticker, you can still get that magnet. It's this big, three inches. It's a big one. It's got that cool Badger logo with him wearing the headphones. So you really need that for your fridge, okay? I'm telling you right now, you need that for your fridge. Just ask for it when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's one of the best mixes that I can find of both highly entertaining and highly useful and informative information. Wisconsin Public Radio really has a great variety in the type of programs they put on. It's very difficult to get bored of listening to WPR. I only used to listen to public radio in the car. I've recently started listening to public radio on online streaming. The variety and quality of the broadcasts are really enough to keep someone, you know, tuning back in for more time and time again. I'm Ben Martin from Minnesota, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for variety and entertainment.
Join Ben. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the Fall Member Drive. I'm Jill Nadeau, and Lee Rayburn is with me. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for WPR, and your gift of $10 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month, it's whatever you choose, has an important impact.
And we've made it as easy as possible. It's not going to take more than just a couple of minutes. Tell us your name, contact info, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And don't forget, our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. There's still room for your gift to be matched, so give now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And any contribution at this point will get that very cute WPR Badger magnet with the WPR headphones on them. Ask for yours when you give any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I wonder if we sent some headphones to the zoo, they would put them on their badgers for us.
The badger says no.
The badger says no. Now is a great time to become a sustaining member. It's easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. Get started at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Gerald in Middleton says thank you for continuing to bring insightful, enjoyable programs.
Well, why don't you join Gerald in Middleton with your gift now? It's powerful and really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you so much. And we're going to go back right now to Mike Bino, who's patiently waiting to tell us more about what's in the latest issue of our Wisconsin magazine. So, Mike, one of my favorite, because I grew up playing marbles. I loved playing marbles, and I even had some of my moms from the, 30s. But there's this guy in Hayward who makes his own.
Did you hang on to your mother's marbles?
You betcha.
Okay, I bet you you may have some in there that are worth a little bit of dough.
I was wondering if maybe I should take them out and take a look.
You should. I'm impressed. Now, you played marbles, knuckle down shooters. Tell me, how does that work? You got a circle?
We had a pot, so we would dig a little hole next to the school building, and then we would, how did that work? We'd stand on a line, and then we would shoot from the line and try to get into the pot. So it's kind of like, playing golf kind of a thing, but with that. And then sometimes we would just, keep doing it until the pot got bigger and bigger. And yeah, it was, you could lose all your marbles.
And I have a few times in my life, I'm here to tell you.
Yep, I understand.
Yeah, so you're talking about the marble man, John Harris.
Yeah.
He's in Hayward, okay. And he's an interesting hobbyist. He hunts around Lake Superior for agates, and he turns those into beautiful marbles. Now, Aggies, the old-time marble shooters, would remember those very well. You shoot them at your opponent's marbles and try to knock them out of the circle in the most basic game. And Aggie shooters were quite popular because they're very durable. You wouldn't chip them like a glass marble. And that's because they are made of stone. So agates, of course, can be stones. If you're talking to rock hounds, they can be found just about anywhere in Wisconsin because quite a bit of the state is glaciated, about three-quarters. And every one of these is different. It comes up from volcanic lava way, way back in the eons. And glacial action dispersed some of these rocks, moved them around, and gave them a little bit of a tumble. That's in the upper Midwest. You can find them wherever there's gravel, but it takes some hunting. These are beautiful striped patterns within these rocks. It's not a gray old stone. You find one of these, you're not going to use it as a skipper across the water. They're so interesting.
They're beautiful.
And so our marble man, John Harris, has made it his stock and trade to find as many of these as he can. Then what he does is, using some equipment that he's made himself, as well as some regular, tumblers and things that rock hounds tend to have, he will take them and he will turn them into marbles. And he's restores glass marbles. He's probably done 10,000 of those, but he's produced about 1,000 agates over 30 years. What he does is he cuts that piece of stone into a square shape, and he'll trim the corners off, then he will grind and grind into roughly a circular lump. And then he's going to put it through several tumbling processes in a little machine he's made. You can buy them, of course. And then he finishes them polishing with various diamond bits and grit and giving them a complete, really attractive luster. It takes about 6 hours on one stone. And if you break that, you're going to cry.
They're not cheap.
No. A half inch to an inch in diameter, they're worth about $100 to $300 to people who are into this.
Mm-hmm.
And this man is just thrilled with his hobby, and people seek him out. He's talking about now some of those collector gray marbles. He has, like I said, haunted some garage sales, found some flea markets, and people are just going to toss great-grandpa's old little jar of marbles. Before you do that, talk to somebody who knows something about this hobby, because there are some hidden gems in there that are worth quite a lot to collectors.
And he just looks like the happiest guy with his handful of his handmade marbles. I love that picture. It's great.
And he's wearing the W on his sweatshirt.
He's wearing the W. I love it.
The motion W. The photographer made sure he was dressed correctly. It's just more of the fun you find in Wisconsin. Somebody that dedicated to this across 30 or 40 years is, and staying dedicated to it and sharing it with others around him is. It's another fun thing about the people in Wisconsin.
How do you find these people, Mike? I know you'd mentioned you once in a while get someone who listens to our show to tell you about someone, but where else do you find them?
Wow. So people, that's probably the biggest question I'm asked over the last 12 years since we launched this thing off the kitchen table. Stories are everywhere. They come from people who are used to writing, people who are maybe in media like yourself, electronic, but they will come walking right in the door with somebody who shows up with an armful of photos. They will come from people at the grocery store, people you just happen to strike up a conversation with. This stone story, this agates, came from a fellow by the name of Brian Rowland, or Chippewa County field editor. Now, what's a field editor? Anybody can submit a story to our Wisconsin, anyone. And in letter form, that's enough. We don't have to have fine, polished writing. Send us an email or send us a letter. In the front of every magazine is our address and contact information. And we go through, we do more reading here than writing. We go through a very big pile of ideas. We do this every week. And it's the only way to do it. The only way to find good stories is to read a lot of stories or hear about a lot of stories. Our field editors are volunteers. We pay a nominal amount for stories that are printed in the magazine. We do pay. And these volunteer field editors really, they do some writing for us, but we have them in place in as many counties as we can to be our eyes and ears to let us know about people doing unusual things in their area. Okay, it's not so much, we have events and destinations in the magazine, and that's kind of the travel component, but we're more about storytelling about people and what they're doing. So Brian Rowland somehow heard about the Marble Man, and he said, what would you think about this? And we said, let's go. Let's find out more about him. So as I've said before, too, your callers get on the phone and chime in on the conversation, and we've heard numerous good tips.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's your cue right there. We're talking today to our Wisconsin Magazine editor, Mike Bino. He's previewing the fall issue with us. Call in with your questions or your hints or your ideas or what have you. We'd love to hear from you, 800-642-1234, or email talk@wpr.org. And you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Najel, and Lee Rayburn is here with me because it's time for the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Because listeners, and that means you, because you're listening to me right now, provide the largest source of funding here at WPR, and this drive is your chance to support all the programs that you enjoy. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today we have a generous group of current members who are going to match all contributions up to $45,000. And that means your support for everything you rely on is going to go twice as far.
Absolutely. It's a great day to give, and I have been told that we have $21,352 to go, which is a lot, but oh my gosh, we started with 45. Mm-hmm. So thank you all so much for if you've given, and if you haven't, think about it. Any amount will do, and it's going to be doubled. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I mean, where else are you going to hear about John Harris, this very happy man in Hayward who makes his own marbles? And who else will make you think twice about your own marble collection and maybe whether or not it might be worth something? Well, WPR is worth something, and it's listener-supported, which means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and all the hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you right now. Take just a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And you know, you can make your donation even easier when you become a sustainer. Choose an amount that's right for you, maybe $10 or $20 a month, and have it charged to your bank account or credit card.
You don't even have to think about it. Nope. When you're a sustainer, your monthly gift will continue month after month, so your support is always current. Start your ongoing monthly gifts now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It is a powerful way to support the WPR programs you love.
This drive adds flair and function to your refrigerator with the new WPR Badger Magnet. Display your love of Wisconsin Public Radio and the Badger State with this strong 3-inch magnet featuring a badger tuned in to WPR via headphones.
You're tuned to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Level up your fridge decor and give now, any amount, and ask for your magnet. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Jill Nadeau. I'm here with Lee Rayburn, who I'm sure has a wonderful refrigerator decor at his place.
It's all WPR magnets.
Well, what else?
You can't tell what I love. That and pizza.
That's right. Your support during this fall member drive makes the news, conversation, entertainment, whatever you enjoy on WPR possible. So your gift of $10 or $20 a month or whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And that's the great part. You get to choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount is going to make a difference. It's something that Jill and I see behind the scenes each and every day. So take some suggestions here. Say the same amount you pay for your monthly subscription services for streaming TV or cable. How about that for radio?
That's right. Or maybe it's your Pepsi fetish every day. I'm not saying coffee because I think we give coffee way too much credit.
And you're drinking a soda today.
I'm drinking a soda today, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to. So give now. You choose the amount. Your gift makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
How much did you spend the last time you went out for drinks or dinner?
Ugh, maybe. So much.
Well, consider. In the greater scheme of things, $20 isn't a big expense, but it's going to make a huge difference here.
Absolutely. And that's why we ask you to give $20 a month for your WPR listening. On its own, $20 might not feel like much, but when you give it monthly, it really adds up for the programs that keep you informed and inspired every single day. Make your gift now, $20 a month, or you choose the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have to hit this dollar-for-dollar match by the end of the day. Just over $21,000 to go. There's room for you to double up your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and double your support of WPR.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Janine in Brookfield says, I appreciate the wide array of information, including science and gardening topics. Where does she hear those?
Join Janine with your gift right now. It's so important. If you like our show, show us. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you very much. And let's go right back over to Mike Bino because there's so many other stories that we want to talk about, Mike.
Well, Jill and Lee, let me just hang here just a moment and send a little love back your way to Wisconsin Public Radio. Here at our Wisconsin, we always appreciate being part of your programming. But what's really cool about a gift to Wisconsin Public Radio is that it is a gift. If you go to a streaming service or anywhere else to consume your media, they're going to charge you. They're going to say, this is how much. This comes from your credit card. That's what the service is worth. Wisconsin Public Radio turns that on its head and says, we're just looking for a little bit of support to keep the good stuff coming. And every single member, not customer, every single member chooses what he or she think that gift should be. And that is so cool. And what it does is it plays to community. It shows how strong your core of listeners are, your listener family. And it just astonishes me, and it shouldn't, because that has sustained this since the beginning. And the roots of radio in the nation are firmly rooted right there in Madison. Mm-hmm. So here to everybody, all the listeners in your community, for supporting something that really deserves to be supported.
Oh, thank you, Mike. That was very well said. Do you need another job? Because, you know.
Well, if we don't get enough subscriptions, I'll call you.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
We have plenty.
Yes. Well, that's good. We always, you know, I'm from Michigan originally, and my mom is from here, Wisconsin originally. So I give her that gift every year. She gets a new one, and if goodness, heaven forbid, I forget to renew it, she lets me know. But even my sister, who's born and raised and lives in Michigan, loves to read it. So you're sending them all over the place. It's not just Wisconsin, is it?
No, and thank you for that. We have, last time I checked, we have subscribers in all 72 Wisconsin counties, but also in all 50 states and some foreign countries out there and beyond. I don't just mean North America. So, you know, a good story is a good story.
Right.
Doesn't matter where it happens.
Mm-hmm.
We have an Amish diarist in the magazine here, Owen Yoder from Bondiwell, Cecil. And he told me he travels around name Amish communities, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, the Dakotas, travels around, and he says, people come up to him in the Amish community and say, oh, are you that guy in that Wisconsin magazine?
Wow.
Any state. They know good reading. If it's something that they enjoy, they will pick it up, whether it says Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, whatever it may say.
Mm-hmm.
Human stories.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, who would have thought that one of the most popular regular articles is going to be by a gentleman who is an Amish farmer who talks about what he makes for breakfast and what he does on the farm. But every month or every, you know, issue, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I wonder what he's up to now. You know, it's crazy.
There's a fascination with the people in the Amish community, and I won't call it nosiness. I'm going to be kind and say it's curiosity.
Curiosity, there you go.
and, you know, Mr. Yoder, he's a retired dairy farmer, but he still works on the farm with his children. You want to talk about repetition in someone's life, just talk to any dairy farmer.
For sure.
You get up in the morning, you take care of the cow, you do the milking, you do the cleaning up, you have your breakfast, you do the chores, then you work your way through the day, and then you do the evening milking, and once again. But even though that is pretty repetitious daily, people are fascinated with his story, and they get to know the family. Mm-hmm. He's 68 years old. His wife of many, many years died a while ago from an ailment. And people from this magazine sent cards to him in the thousands, and I'm not exaggerating. They feel they know these folks. They love them. They enjoy learning about their lives. He'll be out there with some workhorses in the field cutting hay, and people will pull up, get out of their cars, walk across a couple of big fields, stand to the edge, and on the next pass, he'll stop and talk to them. They just want to talk to him. They feel as if they know him, and that's, again, speaks to the community that's in our pages. It's kind of like the community that Wisconsin Public Radio has in its listenership.
For sure. And we got an email from Bill in Oregon. He wants to know if you've thought about or created a Wisconsin travel guide based on our Wisconsin stories. He said they do a lot of driving throughout the state and are always looking for interesting places to stop. And Bill says he knows that there are a lot of interesting and odd places to visit if you know where to look.
There sure are, and thank you, Bill, for that. From Oregon, if you're from the western part of the country, it's Oregon. thank you, Bill. People do write to us, and they say, we save and file our issues so that we see something we want to go visit, and they keep that, and they use it as a travel guide, just like you mentioned. And that's not only the stories we have in the magazine, but also the ads in the magazine. They hold a lot of that information on events and destinations, which a good travel magazine specializes in. So that's actually a good component to the value of the magazine. And I'm not just throwing bouquets to advertisers, because they will tell us, you know, the places and the things that are going on. To your point, Bill, for a long time we had a feature in the magazine called Let's Hit the Road, and it was a retired couple, Bob and Holly Adam from Racine, and they would just pack up their little small van-sized motorhome, and they would take off to a certain county, and they would visit it and let us know everything going on there, not just the very well-known sorts of things, but hidden gems. And we've decided we're going to, Bob and Holly retired from this. They did that many years. We're going to bring that one back, and in the coming year, we're going to have more what's out there on the road type stories. So thanks, Bill.
Yeah, great. We'll look forward to that for sure. I know I talked about my sister earlier, but she said, if I lived in Wisconsin, I would go to all of those restaurants that you guys have in the magazine, so she could do a tour of the restaurants that you highlight.
Well, that gastronomic tour. My favorite Ma and Pa restaurant, that's been a longstanding department in the magazine, and it's obviously not chains, you know, and our people, we have many at or nearing retirement in the readership, not all, and they will saddle up and get in the car and drive 2 hours or more to go visit one of these restaurants we feature. One we have that's coming up, this restaurant in southwestern Wisconsin, this restaurant does not have a menu. All they have is the whiteboard where they put up on the sign what's for dinner today, and there's one customer, the regular, sitting there, and a new person walks in and looks a little edgy. Where's the menu? There isn't. That's just on the wall. Well, what does it all cost? There's no place cheaper. Don't worry about that.
There's no place cheaper. I like it.
And then what they do is when they're going to have their special and they need 50 pounds of spuds peeled, all the volunteers who are the regulars, all the ladies, and they sit around, eight of them around the table peeling spuds for the owner. You know,
I love it.
That's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff we love to have in the magazine.
For sure. Before we go to our next break, I just wanted to make sure that we talk about the Yerkes Observatory in Williams Bay. You had a really neat article about that. Tell us about its history.
Well, yeah. So Yerkes Observatory down near Lake Geneva, I mean, it is the birthplace of modern astrophysics. It is that important. It was built in 1897, okay? And it's a three-domed classic observatory in a campus of about 50 acres, which is down around Fontana, other side of Lake Geneva. You can see the lake in the distance. In a beautiful wooded setting. Now, this 65,000 square foot Victorian era building comes by its form. Honestly, it was designed and built by a very noted architect. The campus around it, the grounds were by Frederick Law Olmsted, who created Central Park in New York. This is a big and well-kept area. Now, it's most well-known for being the home of the world's largest refracting telescope. It has been for many years, and it still is. Telescopes have gone more to mirror variety and reflection that can make them smaller rather than a series of very big lenses. But this large 67-foot, I believe, 64-foot telescope is mounted there and is in use. Some of the luminaries who have come and studied at this place, Edwin Hubble, Carl Sagan, you've heard those names,
mm-hmm.
Albert Einstein, we have a photo of him in the group in the 20s being there. And this observatory was put in place by the University of Chicago. And what's interesting to me is nowadays when you talk to astronomers, they just want to get away from light pollution. They want to get away from the cities and get out to the country where you can see the stars and you're not competing with all the illumination on the ground. In the late 1800s, the University of Chicago was looking for a place to the north in the woods away from smog in the cities. It wasn't light pollution so much back then, but I think it was industrial smog that was obscuring their ability to see into the heavens. So you've got this gem of a place with history beyond compare, really, in astrophysics and astronomy in the United States, how deeply imbued this is. Palomar in California is another one, but really this one goes way back in history. Lately, it has been made, turned over to a foundation by the University of Chicago. So the facility has been extensively renovated, this historic facility. It's reopened for public tours in 2022. The grounds you can tour. You can go and tour these domes and see what's going on. They've got a 5-mile hiking trail through this gorgeous area near Lake Geneva. They've even brought in people, you know, to scientists, writers, artists, musicians, people in the arts, Grammy Award-winning museums, NASA people. Poet Laureate, the U.S. Poet Laureate has
been there. It's amazing. Yeah, so many people have come.
It's interesting history. It's an important place, and it's an example of something really cool, vibrant still, right here in Wisconsin.
That's right. We're talking today to our Wisconsin Magazine editor, Mike Bino. He is previewing the fall issue for us. So give us a call with your questions, 800-642-1234, or send an email, talk@wpr.org.
This is a Larry Mueller Show, and we'll get right back to Mike Bino in just a bit. But first, I am here with Lee Rayburn, and we're going to tell you about the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Just remember that as a WPR listener, you know you always hear something interesting when you tune in, and that's thanks to your support. Listeners provide the largest share of funding for WPR programs. So when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this program and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
And today only, all contributions up to $45,000 are going to be matched by a group of generous members.
That's for sure. They encourage you to join them in support of Wisconsin Public Radio, and you are hearing this because we only have $21,000 left of that.
Ooh.
So we've put a nice dent in that, and we'd like to put a bigger dent. So double your efforts for the programs that you value when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just guessing here, you probably don't have your own physical therapist on retainer or your own home contractor or your own personal gardener, but that's okay because you'll find them all right here on the Larry Mueller Show on Wisconsin Public Radio, where you get great advice from all kinds of experts. And what's that cost you? Well, you get to choose. WPR is your source for helpful information, so support us now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Experts do not come cheap. sometimes, you know, you actually get more than you pay for, and WPR is one place that, where that's true every single day. So maybe you give $2 a day to support the radio programs that you love.
Sure, because $2 isn't going to buy anything anymore. But at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day it can make a huge difference and really does add up, especially when you double it up. It works out to about $60 a month for you, and you can make that gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
And I think you will too. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Jill Najel. I'm here with Lee Rayburn. And we're asking you to support the quality programming that you value on WPR with a gift right now during our fall member drive. Your contribution of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a difference for our entire community.
And today your $10 will magically turn into $20. Your $100 will turn into $200 because we have this dollar for dollar match in effect, and there's still room for you. So give right now. Don't wait. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support WPR.
And I wish that would happen when I put my checks into my
bank
account.
Wouldn't that be nice? Everything
yeah.
doubles now.
And now is a great time to become a sustaining member. It's easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. Get started, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Connie in Baraboo says, I so appreciate the quality of WPR's programming. Excellent news reporting and intriguing interviews with such a variety of people.
You know, you're right, Connie in Baraboo. That is so much the truth. So why don't you join Connie with your gift? It's powerful. It's really important. And it makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you. Well, Mike Bino, we are almost up with our two whole hours of talking with you. I can't believe it went so fast.
It's fun. It's always fun. And yeah, you're right. Time did fly.
So do you have a favorite article this issue? Or is that like people say, picking your favorite child?
There's a lot of them. We've talked about some, but let me just go to this one. And this is going to... Jill, what was your first real live paying job where you got a paycheck and there were deductions taken out of it. What was your first job?
My first job was, well, you know, because I grew up, there wasn't a lot of jobs. So it wasn't until I was out of high school before college, but I went around to all the buildings in this one little area and measured the outside for tax rolls.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it was interesting.
And you learned a lot. And
I did.
You met some people along the way, and you... I bet you got tired, and I bet there was some rough weather to walk through, and maybe hot and all of that.
Yep.
And you never forgot any of that, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, we ask our readers for, hey, tell us about your first job. Well, I love this one. A lady named Robin Zadroik from Greenfield went to work at JCPenney's as a shoe sales lady in high school. Okay, she applied for a job in 1970 because she couldn't get a job at one of the fish fry joints where her mother worked back then, south side of Milwaukee. Southridge Mall was opening, and so she went in and she got herself hired, as did numerous high school kids then at the time. And she started out in women's sportswear, and she hated it. And she wanted to be a little busier, so she asked to be in the shoe department. And there we go, much better fit. I mean, she sold men's work boots and cowboy boots and winter boots and baby shoes and all kinds of different footwear. And some of the stuff you learned, she had a hard time fitting babies in their shoes, the hard ones and the soft ones, and because the infants would instantly curl their toes up like making a fist. And one of the old hands there said, here's what you do. They'll curl up their toes, so just lightly tug on the back of the baby's sock. Then they relax their toes, straighten them out.
Who knew?
It works.
That's amazing. I love that.
And she didn't make commission on the shoes, but she's selling shoelaces and saddle soap and polish, and she's making commission on that and loving it. When it gets boring, what do these high school kids do? They played shoehorn kick. They put a shoehorn on their shoe.
I think that's in the Olympics next year, Mike. I'm pretty sure that's in the Olympics next time around.
We've had people from the pecanery telling us about forklift races that they conducted, you know, and stuff like that. But all the memories, you know, she learned how to use the Brannock device. You know what that is?
I do, and I can still feel it on my foot.
Cold?
No, I had socks on. I don't know about you, but
okay. Well, it was cold. Well, I didn't have socks, much less shoes where I grew up.
Okay.
But yeah, how to operate a Brannock device, mm-hmm. And you know, growing up selling shoes at Penny's, she did it for 4 years, and she just said she wished she could have stayed. You learned being respectful, being on time, willing to stay a little longer, honesty, dependability, all those good things, and keeping a sense of humor.
Yes.
You got to love it.
Yes. And just to be clear now, that Brannock device is that metal thing you put your foot on, and they would adjust all these levers and find out what your shoe size is, what your width is, and they just don't do that anymore.
No, and then the poor person would have to run down the stairs and bring back about 8 boxes,
yes.
You know, and back up the stairs, and then you got tissue paper all over the place, and then, I don't want this one. Go get me another one. Go
yeah.
get me.
Do you have this in brown? For sure.
Yeah.
We've got a call from Roger in Grantsburg with a question. Go ahead, Roger.
Hi, Jill. How are you doing today?
Great, thanks. What's up?
I was wondering, I was going to ask your guest there, how you go about submitting photos to our Wisconsin magazine. I live up in Grantsburg, Burnett County. I've got thousands and thousands of sunset pictures.
Oh, my goodness, thousands? I don't think you want thousands, though, Mike, right?
Hey, yeah, like you said, where do good ideas come from? Where do good pictures come from? They can come from anywhere. So the way to submit a photo is pretty much the way it works for a story, too. What you do is, if you got your email, take a pen, email your photo digital photo or story idea to editors@ourwisconsinmag.com. editors@ourwisconsinmag.com. And in every issue, we have that printed and also our postal address, and we can take photos as prints as well as digitally. So in every issue of the magazine up front on page 5 in our contents, we have all that information.
Thanks, Roger. Just kind of narrow it down to a few hundred.
Yes. Thank you. Jill, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
A lot of time.
That's what I'm here for, Mike. You also have a website, so people can go there and find information too, right? And
yeah, that's... you can go to ourwisconsinmag.com.
Right. So you can go there with all that information is there, and how to do a subscription if you want to, and all that good stuff. So
yep, there okay. is a and there's a phone number you can call on a subscription, and that is 877-717-8925.
And someone will pick up your phone or pick up the call, and they're very, very nice because I've talked to them myself. So,
all right.
Mike, it's always fun to have you with us, and we really appreciate you taking 2 hours out of your super busy day to be here with us. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jill. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Our guest today has been Mike Bino. He's the editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Who's here with me right now is your friend and mine, Lee Rayburn. Why are you here, Lee?
I am here because it is the WPR Fall Member Drive, and we are enlisting your support.
We certainly are, and we are here to ask you to invest just a few minutes of your time to support WPR listening.
And we're doing this because it's you that makes the largest difference in what we get to do each and every day. So that's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is crucial.
And this is a really cool day because a group of really generous members has created a match up to $45,000 to inspire you to support WPR today. For as long as it lasts, your gift will be matched.
And great news, Jill, because we've got just $21,000 to go. There's still room for your gift to be matched right now, and you can double the impact of your support by giving right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So when's the last time you thought about your first job or what it was like to have that weird machine thingy on your foot to get your size? I mean, you know, you hear that kind of stuff here every day. And it really does. It enriches your life and just goes to show you how unique public radio really is. And we're uniquely supported because it's listener supported. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and so many more hours possible.
Ask for your WPR Badger Magnet when you make a gift of any amount. It doesn't matter how much. It just matters that you do. Durable and attractive, this high-quality magnet is made right here in the Midwest and responsibly sourced materials, so get your Badger Magnet now while supplies last by giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, we ask you to decide how much to give. And no matter what you choose, you get 24 hours a day of news, talk, music, and entertainment in return. That's a great deal. Where do you wish you could get that deal?
I'd love to go to the record store and name my price for a lot of the albums I see.
If I could pick and choose for shoes, that would be fantastic.
Netflix, streaming options, music, and a weekend cocktail, too.
During this pledge drive, we ask you to contribute as generously as you can. And unlike with other things, you'll always be the one to decide how much to give.
That's right. You can just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation for this fall member drive. I'm Jill Nadeau here with Lee Rayburn. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community. Thanks you for your support.
And our dollar for dollar match is in effect. There's still room for your gift to be matched right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. make your donation go twice as far.
And I just heard that we now have $19,752 to go.
Woohoo! Thank you.
That's a wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. And, you know, maybe you've already made a donation this year or you're a sustaining member. Well, thank you so much. Maybe it's time to consider making an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive. And thank you for your extra support for the programs that you enjoy every day.
Stacy in Madison says, as a transplant to Wisconsin, there is no better way to connect to my community than by listening and learning about what matters here through WPR.
So many people come to Wisconsin and they find out about WPR and they are just, all I can say is that it's so much better than all the other stuff that they've listened to. I love that.
I can't disagree with that,
no,
Jill.
No, me either. So if you agree with us, which I'm sure you do because you're listening, why don't you call in right now, 888-202-2552, or you can go to WPR.org. We really, really appreciate your support. Thank you.